Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, Rotatoes. It is time. We are back. It's the finale. Wow. Can't believe we're here already. That's absolutely wild. Incredible to think that this is sort of coming out on the public feed and that all of you wonderful people are listening to it. There's so many people listening to these episodes at the moment. It is absolutely fantastic. Huge shout out to all of you. A massive thank you. You are all absolutely incredible. That it really warms my heart that you are all embracing the show as much as you are. I would like to say that we have campaign 2 coming up on the Patreon right now. We'll be doing a bunch of free posts on the Patreon as well so that you can get all of the information about what is coming up on the Patreon schedules, and you'll see some artwork and all of that kind of juicy stuff. So if you want a little bit more of Rotating Heroes in your life, then you can do so for free. And then if you have $5, you can also get a bunch of extra goodies. We even have a new tier, which is $10, and that gets you a bunch of extra episodes per month, as well as the option to do submit questions for a Q&A with me and someone else. So it is a total blast of a time. So I quite like the idea of us getting into this. Next episode, take away past me. Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes podcast, everybody.
We're back.
Ooh. I am Josh William Cartwright, and I am your DM for today. And to my right, there is...
It's me. It's Mike Trapp with you, as always, so far.
For the first time.
Hey, Mike Trapp.
Nice callback. I was thinking about doing that like as an intro, but I was like, nah, I need to find my own thing.
Yeah.
And so far, I found nothing.
I mean, it's so bad. Just a few more artists and you'll get there.
Yeah. And also,
as always, so far, for the first time and the last time and the times in between, Zakuyama, hi, Hammer.
Okay, it really can't be the last time that we need you to come back, but that's first a story last. For another time. First and last, interesting. Okay, and...
Oh, coming out of the Tanner Vault, just for this special occasion, he'll be put back in afterwards, so enjoy it while you can. It's Caldwell Tanner. Hello.
Oh, my. It really wouldn't surprise me if it turns out there was 4 Caldwells.
Yeah.
And like three of them are just on ice at any one time.
Hi.
And they just like break one out.
That's right.
We gotta get this Tanner on DVD.
I breached containment.
We are here with the finale of Arc 11. Very exciting stuff. How are you feeling? Ready?
Thank God, I can't believe it.
Are you ready?
Thank God.
We're finally here.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
It has been a long, strange one day.
One day.
One whole day with a lot of running in it.
I missed my log.
It's funny to think of starting your day and then just by the end of the day, you're leading an army into a battle.
Yeah. That's like my ideal day, honestly. Yeah. Like, I genuinely think if there was a world in which I woke up and then like some mythical being turned up and was like, we need you to lead this army again, I'd be like, this is a good day. Like, yeah. Fundamentally, this is pretty sick. Yeah, I'm okay, sure. Let's go.
In the life of a 25-year-old who lives in Amalur, I wake up, I'm recruited into a magical army. Then I grab some brunch with my friends.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into this. Last time on the Rotating Heroes podcast, our adventurers set out to free
Three Their Minds. Savisal Divinostra gave a incredibly inspiring speech to the people of the Midnight Sequence, telling them that they needed to rise up against their oppressors and seize back control, and that is exactly what they planned to do. So, armed with this newfound sense of purpose, the people of the Midnight Sequence raised up with these three leading them into battle. They manifested themselves some steeds that would carry them through, and one of them did happen to be Halfcliff. Yep, that happened. And eventually they found themselves in a full-scale war, fighting back the hordes of would-be oppressors of the Midnight Sequence. After narrowly avoiding some pretty dangerous scrapes, they found themselves in the center of the Midnight Sequence, the rhythm in sight, when they were accosted by none other than a version of Nazak Hafiz himself. That's where we are today.
So we'll just dive straight into... Mm-hmm. Rolling initiative. We're going to do a new initiative order as we now enter this sort of strange combat with this one leopard-like tabaxi.
The Leopard Prime, as Caldwell said.
Leopard Prime.
An 11 for me.
Okay, that is an 11 for Turbine.
8 for me, Zach.
That is an 8.
Worse.
Oh. But Zach, what did Jin get, just out of interest?
Oh, let me see.
Okay, perfect. Great.
Natural 20, no.
Okay. And Vissel.
16 for Vissel. This man looks exactly like a black version of Tai Lung from the Kung Fu Panda films.
The absolutely outrageous number of pop culture references made by Caldwell. We actually, at this point, might have to pay someone something. Oh. Goody. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, we can do, though.
No. 19?
Yeah.
Good. Plus whatever.
Is that the bad guys?
I probably.
Can it be mine?
Huh? Oh, sure. Yeah. Wait, no! You nearly got me. God damn it.
It'd be a fun spell to steal someone's dice roll.
Wow. It's definitely
there
sad.
There are some that are like similar-ish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, they roll, and it's like, I'm just going to take that. You can't use it anymore, and I'm going to use it next time.
There should be more like diegetic.
Well, there's like portent rolls where you get to pre-roll, and then you basically get to say, like, if I roll a 1,
yeah,
I can then say, hey, you now, instead of that roll you got a 1 instead.
Yeah. But I do feel like there's something a little like, rude in a fun way about the reverse of someone being really excited. I was like, oh, I rolled this thing. It's like, nah.
Nah, I did.
That is so good, too.
I did later.
Yeah, I did later. That thing you did, actually, you were ripping me off.
I'm actually going to take the dice as well.
Yeah.
That's my dice now.
Just for us in the room, imagine this is the moment where the music goes...
Is that Hans Zimmer?
Absolutely. Yeah. Whoever Christopher Nolan usually uses.
It's Hans Zimmer.
I just transform into Christopher Nolan. Yeah. I've been him the whole time. Okay. As we kick things off, as this strange kind of sort of semi-metallic leopard person sort of steps through this, where the rhythm is currently floating in midair, and you see that they are wearing this kind of like high-collared, like purple. Kind of robe which comes over the shoulders, and then they have this sort of like metallic like rib cage, and then it's like big sort of metal spine, but then goes down into some sort of strong looking like sort of part flesh, part mechanical legs. So there is like still parts of what appears to be some sort of humanoid presence to this
Hedborg.
Thing. And you see that it like picks his head up and looks towards all of you and is
this is gonna be a lot of fun. You ready?
Been fun so far. I can't wait to engage further.
You recognize this voice?
Is
yes,
this Nazak. It's me, guys.
It's Nazak.
Oh. You're looking different.
You do look different.
What
and
is
you
it?
Look, and I mean
is it my hair?
Times.
Is it my hair? Or
well, you're not
it?
A ball lighter. You're not one of those cat that sort of army of you.
Uh-huh.
You're looking a little robotic in here and strange.
Yes. Okay. You're
I
sure.
was looking a little orb-like before as well. So
now you were. You look different. You did look different.
You look different too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you see that he clicks his fingers, and as he clicks his fingers, the whole world around you shifts, and everything becomes icy cold. And suddenly, you find yourself in the middle of an extreme
extremely thick blizzard, to the point where you can't see more than 20 feet ahead of you, and you no longer can see Nazakafas, who... Oh, actually, he can attack all three of you. Perfect. Here we go.
Oh.
Dirty 20 to hit you, Turbine. I'm assuming that hits.
You can 13 shield. Armor. I can shield, yeah.
You only have a 13 armor class?
Yes, I do.
That's a shame. I would have definitely given you a some sort of item to make that better at some point, but there we go. That's
where we're at. I'm a little sorcerer.
That's where we're at.
That's all I have.
Okay, for you, Vissel.
But I will shield whatever damage I...
Damn it.
Is that... Wait, sorry, wait, shield is... What does it do? You rolled a what, sorry, on your...
20.
20? Yeah, that, yeah, shield's, I think it's not still, gonna, shield's 18, not gonna do jack,
yeah,
shit to that.
18. 15 to hit? 15. I'm assuming that doesn't hit you.
It does hit.
It does hit you? Yeah. Fantastic.
Just wearing
and
an apron.
For you, Jin... Oh, come on. Just wearing an apron. 14?
Does not.
Does not hit? Okay, cool. So the two of you,
yes,
are going to take...
Okay.
20 points of damage.
Yikes.
Ooh, what type of damage?
Force damage. As these streaks of arcane energy fly out towards you, crashing into you, sending you flying back into the through the snow, it is now going to be Vissel. Vissel, this is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to use Stone's Endurance again.
Yep, good shout.
Make some of this damage go away.
That's a one.
Oh, I wish it were more.
Make a tiny bit of this damage go away.
Okay. Oof. All right, I have 2 hit points. So for my bonus action, I will cast Peeling Word on myself.
Peeling Word?
Yes, what I do is I create a picture of Andy Warhol's banana print. Then I pull the banana out of the picture and I eat it, and I'm going to get 3d4 plus 4 hit points back.
No way.
I feel like Corbel is in it until he gets all of, at least one of us one time going, no way.
It's not a spell.
No way. I'm the only one remaining.
No way. Oh. Sound.
Honestly, I'm so excited to listen back to Zach's No Way from his. It was truly just so perfect. No way.
Just fell out of me.
It was so loud and so, like, you could even hear it in your voice. You were like, oh, that was, like, I really said that so loudly.
All right, so I get a little HP back. That's my spell for this time. I'll just pull out my sculpting mallet and I'll just fly into the fray and attack.
Can you attack with a bonus action, I'm assuming?
What?
Can you attack with a bonus action?
No, that was a bonus action.
Oh, that was a bonus action. Okay, perfect. Okay, so you only have 20 feet of movement. So, basically...
Plus 10 because of...
Oh, no, sorry, 20 feet of vision right now. Oh. Like, as in you're in a basically obscured terrain. You did have a beat of where that bolt came from and like, crashed into you. So what I'll basically do is let you roll a free perception check.
Nice.
To try and find Nazak in the blizzard.
Nazak, come forth.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, sweet. Ooh. I think you, like, get hit by the beam, and then you just start walking forward into it. So you're, like, basically just tracking him along the beam. Just like,
if I follow the bullets, I'll find the shooter.
ow. Get behind some cover. No, I'm going to find him.
I'm sleuthing.
Go ahead and roll your attacks.
You and
he's like slightly hovering off of the floor.
Get down.
Now. No, I like it up here. Plus, it's cold. I'm not going to put my feet down in the snow.
It's not that cold. It's fine.
I can make it colder. And he whips up more storm. It gets a couple degrees colder.
I love it.
I can kind of do whatever in here. It's awesome.
Okay, now that I'm up here, yeah, I'll pull out my carving mallet. And I will just give him a good whack.
Amazing. Go ahead and take an attack then, please.
That's going to be 23 to hit.
Nice. 23 definitely hits this guy. Like 100%.
There's a two-hander. Use him a D10. Oh, yeah. It's 11 damage.
11 damage. Nice. You absolutely smash into this guy, and he kind of rocks back a little bit on his heels, and it's like, oh, it's been a while since I've been actually hit. Okay. Let's make this interesting. And he is going to use a legendary action. And he's going to cast... Let me see. He's going to cast Ray of Frost, which I believe is a... Dun, dun, dun. It's just on a hit, so I will roll.
ice. This needs to get in the bin. That's a bad dice. He misses.
Nice.
He's like, let's make this interesting. And just shoots past your head and is like, what the f*** am I doing?
Whoa, interesting.
I feel like we caught him in sort of a weird daze. Yeah. I guess he's been kind of staring around for 400 years.
Yeah, just give me, you're right. Just give me a moment. I'm warming up, okay?
Okay. Let's dance. I take his bolt and I make an ice sculpture out of it.
It's pretty beautiful. Honestly, the thing that you make is pretty beautiful. Where are my D20s? I need a different D20. There we go. This is my good one. Okay, right. It is now Turbine's turn.
Cool. We're in like a swirling snowstorm.
Yes.
Do I have a sense is this like, and I can either roll for this or you could tell me, I guess. Is this like a manifestation of like where we're in, or is this something that I can like, is this like a dispel magic thing, or is this a try to like manifest around it kind of thing?
This is a like him doing what you guys do.
Sure.
But like he can do it on a much grander scale. Yeah, basically.
Okay. Could I try to like
I'd certainly let you try and like sort of dispel it or like interrupt
I try to manifest a desert, or is it just like you're nothing?
You can absolutely try. It will be a hell of a roll and it's only a bonus action, so like I will absolutely let you try.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying to get a sense of like what we're working with here. Okay. Let's do this. I'm pretty hurt, and I can't heal myself too well. You're pretty hurt too, Caldwell?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love some hit points.
I'm also low on my sorcery points. Things are generally not cool for me. Can we see any more? Our vision's like limited by that.
It's very limited. It's limited to 20 feet. But you saw Savissal like run off in a certain direction, and just Savissal's way too loud for you to not know exactly where he is. So like,
sure.
I feel like you got a pretty good beat on like where he is. You know, like, aha, I found him.
But we are as much like we're trying to defeat him as much as we are just trying to like jump into the hole. Like, do we know where that is? Or
that again, that seems to have sort of disappeared. Like, you can't see that.
Can't see it anywhere. Can I? I'm never good at the... whatever. Okay. Whatever. Let's try this. I am going to first to sort of like protect myself a bit. I am going to Bastion of Law. I'm only going to use one sorcery point this time because I need to use the other two for something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Vissel's actually close enough to me to benefit from this because you ran off into the mist,
yes.
I think. So I don't think he's... Is he within 30 feet of me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Nice. Well, then you and I will each get a D8 that is like your little absorb damage thing.
Oh, fantastic.
So Bastion of Law is an action. So that is an action. But then I'm going to use my last two sorcery points to quicken spell to use an action as a bonus action.
Yee.
And then I'm going to make myself invisible.
Ooh. Whoa, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Turbine abandoned us.
bye.
I can technically heal, but I probably should be just trying to do damage.
Yeah, that's fine. That's why I'm like just going stealth mode and hoping that it doesn't.
I think I can minimize damage.
I think that's. And I guess I still got movement, I guess. I'll go. Can I. Can I do some kind of perception roll to see if I can figure out where I think the rhythm might be?
You absolutely can, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Be like, where do I think that rhythm was?
Absolutely.
I was here a second ago.
I'll say this is perception or investigation, whichever one is better.
Right, that's going to be a dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay. You've got like a pretty good beat of like where you think it is. It was probably about 40 feet or so, sort of slightly to the left of where... Savissal ran off.
Cool. I'm going to invisibly grope in the snow in that direction.
Cool.
And sort of keep finding my way around through here.
You, as you get up to where it is, you see the thing swirling there in front of you in this kind of melee of snow, and you sort of realize there's something slightly strange happening, which is that like snow doesn't seem to be like hitting it. And you sort of, as you kind of like look, sort of take a sort of half a step back and look around, you realize that snow is like not hitting a kind of a big area. As you realize that there is something surrounding it, and it's
actually moving as there is a ice elemental surrounding the, it's like almost like the thing is inside of this ice elemental. And as it's picking up a huge chunk of snow and sort of like looking around, obviously it can't see you. So invisible. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. But it's kind of like, you know, kind of ready to defend itself basically if anything, if anyone tries to get close to it. That's your turn. Jin, what have you got?
Okay. Jin's going to keep it simple. Is going to run towards where Vissel went and try to find our bad guy here.
Yep.
You dullard! You foul victim of creativity! I shall destroy you!
It's so easy. It's truly so easy to find him.
I think he's here.
Will you shut up, dude?
Do I have to make a perception check? Or is
villain!
It...
Yeah.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah. I run up.
You're honing on this.
Okay, here. So I can just take two attacks?
Yeah, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'm just going to roll my first one. Natural 20.
Oh!
And I'm going to do a second level divine smite.
Obviously. Oh my god.
Smiting. Okay, so that 3D... Wait, oh my god. What do I... Okay. So it's a D10. I'm using two hands on this weapon to make it a D10.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll be 2D10 plus then 60...
Oh yeah.
66 or 68, depending on what your smite is now.
68, I think.
Yeah. Because it's 3d8 for the smite, and it's a crit, so 68.
Wow, that's great news.
Okay.
Good. This is good.
Nazak, go bye-bye.
I'm going to borrow this.
Nazak, go bye-bye.
Nazak.
Go.
Wake up.
Hey, Nazak, go bye-bye.
Did you think of that, like, in just now? Like, is that one original thought you just had?
Yeah.
Okay. Well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, it is.
Well done. Okay, cool.
That is 30... That's 40 damage.
Oh, my God, that was one attack?
Yes. I've not done my second attack.
Baby.
He's finally done it. He's threed his mind.
Three your mind.
And then I'm going to use...
You see that it's like anime style. As Jin runs up, so Vissel's just screaming in Nazak's face, and he just doesn't see Jin coming out of the snow. He's just wielding this bright, glowing axe, and there's just a giant three like appears above the axe as you swing it down, and it's like he goes like, and it just comes up with like threes all over the screen. It's just like three, 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 three,
three, three, three, three. And then I'm going to use. I'm going to use Channel Divinity to, with my Oath of Glory stuff, to make it an inspired smite. Inspiring
Whoa.
Smite.
Ooh.
Based off of Servissal, I've learned. And as a bonus action, I can distribute temporary hit points to a creature of your choice, including myself. And that's 2d8 plus 7, so I guess I'll roll those d8s.
Well smote, sir.
Okay, 7 plus 7, so I will take... I'm very hurt, so I'm going to take 11. I'll give you 3.
So generous.
You know, keep the change.
3! Three, your mind.
And then, doing this kind of out of order, sorry. I'm going to do my second attack.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Natural 1.
Oh, okay. Yes, you absolutely... You just, like
karma.
Carve into this guy. I think Jin then just really, really feeling himself, like, swings around, like, goes for, like, a no-look slash.
I still have imaginary blade on the back end of it.
Yeah, as that disappears and just goes, whoop, like, straight past him.
Shit.
And you end up throwing the axe, like, 5 feet away from you.
Did y'all just see like, the first part?
I did.
In the
I think
snow.
Turbine's dead.
Turbine did just disappear and run off.
Nowhere,
so
where he
maybe.
Went.
He's going to use another legendary action because he doesn't enjoy being surrounded by you guys.
I'm just like chewing his ear off.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you take these precious minds, these sparks of ingenuity,
and
you implant them within these
Please.
Foul vessels.
And he just goes,
you, sir!
Shut up! And just takes a hand, puts it on your face, and he's going to use paralyzing touch.
Ooh.
Let's see... 13 plus 9. I believe that will hit you.
We'll hit.
Okay, so you take 10 points of cold damage. I need a constitution saving throw, please.
Okay, I have resistance to cold damage.
Hey,
you see my nipples are just
Zach, do you
want to
take over,
man?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Fuck this. I'm out. I'm fucking out. I'm fucking done, dude. I'm fucking done, okay? I did one cool thing!
Look. The guy is wearing a thong and an apron. He clearly doesn't feel cold.
Oh, it's brisk in here.
God damn it.
I think I still take 5 damage though, right?
Yeah. Okay. You take half, yeah. Yep.
And remember, you have 3 generously gifted temp HP.
Generously.
Generously gifted.
Okay. Oh, actually, but before that, I'll use my D8 to see if I can negate all that damage.
Oh, yeah.
Ha!
That's a 1. You don't have to be a jerk about it, man.
I'm sorry.
Is it 1D8 or 2D8?
I cast it at a lower level, so it's only 1D8.
So, all right. So I take 1 off, so I just take 4 cold damage. Let's see. Great. Still not looking great, but hanging in there. And then you say... And then, yeah, you do something else to me? Do some other bullshit?
I need a constitution saving throw, please.
Oh, okay.
And you should be within...
Yes.
Yeah. Friend Jin, we inspire each other. Don't you see? That beautiful dance you did. The false axe. It was by that false axe that you created that you were able to strike so true.
Wow. So it's absolutely phenomenal that Caldwell is shaking a dice the whole time whilst doing that speech.
Warbling.
It was quite amazing.
Are you cold? No, what am I saying? Of course not.
This cold, it inspires me. It makes my mind sharp, sharp as my nipples.
Your inspiration inspires me to inspire you.
Constitution save is going to be 24?
Yep, you're all good. He just basically slaps you on the forehead and is
this
like,
is gonna be
shut
fun.
Up! I said shut up! He's just
up.
Like,
I will never shut up. I speak for the artists across the land. Those who have been disenfranchised by you.
He sticks his hand in your mouth and willingly takes a point of damage as you bite him. okay, incredible. That was Jin's turn. We're back at the top of the round. He's like, I've had... enough of this. And with his other hand that's not inside Savissal's mouth, he's going to click again, and you see the whole world kind of begins to shift, and it's almost like as the sort of snow swipes across, you then, everything gets replaced with intense heat. And you all find yourself stood on little plinths, and like and sort of around you is just broiling and flowing lava. I said it was time for me to warm up, so...
What happened to the elemental slash
The elemental has now turned into a lava elemental.
Okay.
You can now see the thing. It's still, like, again, inside of its chest. And it's there, but now the vision is sort of clear, and it can see, and you see the lava elemental, like, look over and see you two and be like,
God.
But before that, Nazak Hafas is going to require both of you to make me a constitution saving throw, please.
That's going to be an 18.
Okay, 18.
Con save.
Con save.
30, 20.
Man, that would have been really cool.
And I'm invisible.
No, you're just actually too far away. This
you
would
seek
technically
me here, you seek me there.
How many hit points do you have, though, guys? Just out of interest.
I am down to 12.
12?
Oh, me too.
12
as well.
You're at 12?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I have 9 regular and 11 temps, so 20.
20, okay.
Temp.
You will take half as much then, which is... Wow. 10. So you both save as he just goes like this pulse of energy, very similar to that pulse that you saw that like kind of was ricocheting throughout the midnight sequence, kind of goes out, and you can feel, you have to like dig your heels in and you kind of like wobble a little bit on the edge as basically he was attempting to like fling you off of this platform. And you would have landed in the lava.
Just would have died.
I'd be done. good.
I'm going to do my final Stone's Endurance.
Sure.
I pull out a cigarette and light it. Okay, that's...
On the air?
Yeah. It just lights as soon as you take it out, like the whole thing.
What's that box made of?
So, all right, that takes away 3... So I just take 7 points of damage then.
Okay, so you, and then we are to Vissel, it's your turn.
All right. I pull his hand out of my mouth. Take a drag of the cigarette.
No!
Say, yes, you once were creative like us. Mm-hmm. You were inspired. You had grand dreams and a cool list of movies to watch. Movies and TV shows. What happened to you? What befell you? What dark... twisted urge overcame you, sir.
You are more foolish than I thought. I fed you those movies because I knew that the 3 of you would like the sound of them.
I never had any intention of watching the
No! No! No, don't say that!
No. You don't have to watch it. Tailbite immediately gives away his position. The elemental's like, oh!
Jin falls to his knees.
TPK,
was it all a lie?
TPK of a broken heart.
Yeah.
But I mean, he didn't want to watch the Americans.
You lied about being interested in cinema? That is a grave sin, sir! A grave sin indeed!
I did.
I'm going to pull out a blowtorch.
Okay.
And I light it with my cigarette.
Sorry, can I just clarify? Do you have a blowtorch or are you manifesting
it's
one?
It's an artist tool.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay, sure, sure.
Okay.
Sure. That was the DM version of No Way.
Yeah. Where is this going?
Yeah. I pull into my backpack of flavor and I produce the heat metal spell. I'm going to cast heat metal on the metallic parts of Nazak.
Yeah, that's bad.
For
that's bad.
Third level?
He can't drop his ribcage, so that's a problem. That's a real problem.
Let's see. It's going to need to be a constitution saving throw.
A battle of constitutions. Let's see how sculpted you are.
That's a 16 plus 8. I'm afraid.
So you have just... Choose a manufactured metal object, such as a metal weapon or a suit of heavy or medium metal armor. That you can see.
Such
you
as.
Cause the object to glow red hot. Any creature in physical contact takes 3d8 fire damage when you cast a spell. It's just automatic.
You see, he's like, I think that actually is going to just affect me anyway. Nothing else is going to happen.
Ouch.
This is just going to suck. Ouch. Okay. Can I just brace myself for a second before you do that?
Oh,
okay.
By all means.
Okay, go.
That is 15 points of fire damage.
Son of
a- yes! Feel the fiery passion that burns within us all!
I'm gonna kill myself.
You can reignite it. You can find it. You can watch the Americans with us.
Like a sleepover?
Yeah.
No!
Anything else for Vissel?
Okay. Ooh, I still have a bonus action. I don't know where Turbine is.
No, you don't.
Jin.
Our friend Turbine, he has perished in the cold, or perhaps the heat.
I love the one consistent thing across all of the arcs is Rotator's inability to have any object permanence. Like, as soon as someone is not there, it's like a very running joke with several characters now, that as soon as someone's not there, it's like, well, they're dead. That's it.
Yeah,
they're gone. Man, that sucks. That really sucks.
Like they rotated out.
It seems. Looking up at the sky, it looks like they rotated out.
You just kiss your finger, hold your fingers up.
We must free the algorithm so that he can drink daiquiris in the afterlife of his choosing and no longer be trapped in this hellscape.
And I will inspire you with this, I guess, with this eulogy that I'm delivering for the now dead Turbine.
Thank you. Wow.
Nazak's like, wait, we got rid of the other one? Awesome. Okay, two down. What's one down? Okay, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Jin slowly picks himself up from his knees.
You're right.
And for this inspiration, my motive potential is going to be another cigarette that I light using mine, and then I put it in your mouth.
Like a reverse film footage of someone pulling a cigarette into my
mouth.
Okay.
You see, it says, "You got this," written on the side of it.
He just smokes the whole thing in one.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Turbine, it is your go.
Okay.
The general stress on just face.
Just
okay.
Okay. So Nazak's still here, and then this element. This is now a. Some sort of lava flame elemental.
Yes.
In the middle of a lava place.
It seems like
place.
We gotta kill the guy to make the flame elemental go away, is my guess.
Okay.
Jin screams across boiling lava.
If you're alive, Turbine, I think what is happening here.
It's passed on. It's no use.
Either that or a giant cloud shaped like Zakoyama's face comes down and says,
that's my
like Mufasa?
Guess.
Yeah. That's my guess, is we have to kill that
to
guy.
Get.
Got it. Okay. What I am. I'm glad I had the invisibility on when I just stumbled into this dude. Can I? Okay, I'll say what I generally want to do and then I'll roll for whatever we have to roll for. I think I would like to try to.
Manifest a giant bucket of water.
Please? Okay, can I try to, maybe find some kind of cover
And then I'm going to want to try to cast aid to give myself a little bit more, a few more hit points here. Because I don't do it too. Yeah, is there any place, and I know the world is constantly shifting, and you said we're on, like, plinths and things, like, what is my mobility like? Can I jump
from, like, one platform to another, like, pretty easily. Okay. It's more just a case of, like, if you get pushed or, you know, like that. I will say, the elemental is providing, like, it's the biggest thing that you could potentially hide behind. It doesn't know you're there.
That's true, but the moment I cast a spell, even if I, like, even any HP, then I lose invisibility.
I was going to say, if you went behind it, maybe, as cover.
I see.
If that's what you're looking for. Equally, you could just hop onto like a platform behind it or whatever.
Yeah. I guess it's like how
Turbine hit it if you're alive.
The cloud says it.
If he was alive, he would have done something.
Surely he would have done something.
I actually feel sorry for your friend. It feels like he didn't really get to, you know, have a moment. He just
you bite your tongue. Died. A man like, has died.
This is like a brief aside.
But a boy has died.
When we started up this arc, I was like, hey, I think because like after Bloodkeep, I got really befuddled working through those spells. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna play a spell casting class this time.
And then I forced you to play.
I was like, well, okay, fuck me, I guess.
I guess what I will do then is I am going to get can I get within 30 feet of these guys?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. I'm going to get over there. I am going to as a second level cat, or excuse me. Let's do it as a third. Why the hell not? As a third level spell.
I smell pineapple and coconut.
I'm going to cast aid.
It's almost like these mixed drinks are still there.
So all three of us get 10 bonus HP.
Oh,
10
HP. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty useful.
But I lose my... I'm pretty sure that means I lose my invisibility. I think I'm reading the phrasing of that correctly.
Is that temp HP or bonus HP?
It is your hit point maximum and current hit points increases.
So
by...
it's effectively like healing as opposed to temp HP. Bonus HP. So this won't eradicate any temporary hit points you have.
Right.
Because effectively this is increasing your hit point maximum.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then your hit points increases by that much. Yeah. Awesome. Anything else?
As a bonus action, mm-hmm. Can I manifest
a bush?
check it out.
I was wondering, what are the Pokemon rules with elements and shit here? Can I like manifest like a Frigidaire or something to like to blast this elemental or something?
Yeah, I mean you can absolutely go for like a bucket of water or something if you wanted to.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. What's the rock paper scissors?
Yeah,
thing
I mean, I'm gonna say water probably to lava. So
okay, cool. Then I will. Can I manifest just like a big bucket of water? That's just gonna cartoon style
like when a water park has that bucket.
Yeah. Is this thing? Yeah. Go ahead and roll me the manifestation roll.
Okay,
which is the Arcana, plus your Arcana.
Okay, I rolled a 15 plus 4 for 19.
19, okay, perfect. You manifest it, and you realize that, like, basically what you establish is that, like, you probably would have manifested the same size bucket regardless. Because you rolled so high, you manifested it right at that point where it was about to tip.
Uh-huh.
You see that like it's like there's like a little kind of like fountain just sort of appearing out of nowhere of water that's sort of really slowly dripping into it.
Yeah.
And the bucket's like and it looks like it's about to go. It hasn't go right yet, and then that will be Jin's turn.
I'm behind your back and you're getting wet and wild. I love it.
Yeah.
I think Jin is floating on a little plant. I guess my battle axe is in the lava. I'm going to...
You just see your battle axe like...
Okay, that sucks.
Damn, I really like that.
I really, really didn't get to use that a lot. I'm going to use a second level... Part of my paladin features, I can use this... I can use a guiding bolt.
Ooh. Oh, fun.
So I take a ranged spell attack, which is plus six... So I'm going to try to clap my hands together and shoot a little
hell yeah.
water up.
Do it.
A 13 plus they have a D8 for the bardic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you get the little extra bardic thing with Thistle's
yes.
Motive potential.
Motive potential.
So, the target and each creature of your choice that you can see within 5 feet must succeed on a con saving throw or take thunder damage equal to the number rolled on the Bardic Inspiration die.
Ooh, whoa. That's cool.
A little, like, flash of thunder when you hit.
Real, like, Thor kind of stuff here.
Yeah, okay.
Does 18 hit?
18 does hit, yeah.
Okay, cool. So then I'm going to roll 5d6.
So that's a, just double check then, it's a constitution save, or how many, what did you roll on the Bardic then?
What'd you roll on the Bardic?
Oh, 5.
5, okay, so it'll be that, or he takes 5. That's a 12 plus, that's a dirty 20, so I'm assuming that's a...
So he does not take that, but he takes a regular attack?
Yeah, takes a regular attack.
So this is radiant damage?
Ooh.
All right, ready? It's only going to be 15 radiant.
15? Okay.
As a bonus action, I'm going to try to make a weapon.
Okay, amazing. What are you going to try and make?
Battle axe.
In fact, actually, hold on. Roll me as you try to... as you try to craft...
Recurring theme is he's not creative.
I thought I was the least creative person here.
I just can't picture anything when I think in my head.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll me your manifestation, which is that plus religion.
Can I use history in general?
Sure.
Remembering what it looks like.
17.
17? Okay, perfect. You, as you, like, go to manifest this, kind of, like, dash of light kind of, like, appears in your hand, and the battle axe that appears is now a +3 battle axe.
Oh my. Whoa! Jackpot.
But you feel like there was some, like, extra sauce on it somehow.
Jin looks around. Thank you, Turbine.
I'm right here now. I'm not invisible anymore.
Ah! Are you Turbine's brother or something? Like, how do you look so similar?
He's definitely dead.
That's trickery.
No, don't attack me. Don't attack me.
Kill him.
After we kill him.
Don't attack
I'm coming for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This guy's one of my agents for sure. Yeah.
You know everything he says is a lie, so clearly that's not true.
You're lying for him. The Turbine has to be a Nikola Tesla clone. Like on the Prestige.
Yeah. Good move.
Yeah.
That's the end of Jin's turn.
Not a big fan of it.
Nice. Okay.
Hey, Rotators, thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. I have been Jasper William Cartwright, your GM. This has also starred Zach Oyama, Mike Trapp, and Caldwell Tanner. If you've enjoyed this arc and you'd like to give us a review, it'll help us find new Rotators. And of course, if you would like ad-free listening, episodes in their full and glorious form, plus a bunch of extra bonus content like Arc Box, then you can go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, link in the description below. And as always, thank you so much for being here. You legends!
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.